Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This wasn't in my school about carrying around an egg to help you practice being a responsible parent. So it's new to me, but on the Donut Slide text line, many are jumping in on it. Doug says, we raise our chickens like we raise our eggs. You got to take care of them. You got to make sure they're okay. Can't let it fall, break, crack. Hope over here, she was putting it on a pillow and putting a glass container on it, walking around with that egg.
And I said, well, it wouldn't break if you boil it. Just have a boiled egg. And a texter saying, guys, it's supposed to replicate having a baby. You can't boil a baby or put Junior in a glass dome.
The only woman who's there for me, religiously.
92.5 WB. Garage sales are available throughout the week. Let us know when you're going to have one. At WBEE.com. Yeah. Put all the details so we get the word out for you. We post all the garage sales on Friday.
We had a plan. Move out of this town, baby.
Oh, and producer Hope, you had a pie weekend, huh?
I did. With my sister. You know, there's very few people on the planet that you can just totally dork out with. You know what I mean? Like, where you could just do all your nerdy fun stuff that you love. And that's what sisters are for, I think. My sister and I love to do things that normally other people, we wouldn't invite a whole bunch of other people to do with us. And eating pie in a barn is one of them.
What kind of pie?
All right. Well, it was apple pie because it's apple season.
Okay.
And we went to an orchard and there's these beautiful fresh cut flowers everywhere. And there's this gorgeous rustic barn. And there's all these mismatched tables, but the flowers... it's like nothing you've ever seen. They are enormous and they are everywhere and they're fresh. I'm like, oh my gosh, what these people must have to do to have these fresh flowers every day. Then you order, only thing they sell is pie in there. Pot pie, chicken pot pie, apple pie. And then of course you can get apple cider or hot cider. And so you just eat pie in a barn. And then when they bring you like your little, stuff for your hot apple cider or apple flavored coffee, they bring it in like little teacup stuff, which you guys know I love, like the little porcelain thing. So we're like playing tea party with pie at the, it's just so good
for
the
soul. You're still a kid inside. So is your sister having fun like that? There you go.
There's a special sister time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And this is always the time of year where, and now we'll be heading in once couple weeks, we'll have to go out and dork out at a pumpkin patch because we love that too. We'll have to go and pick out a pumpkin and be like, get the wagon ride and do the whole night.
Hey, you're having fun. That's what it's all about. Get out and enjoy. I don't know if I'd call it dorking. I think it's more like having fun, but
we tend to,
you're giggling and
be overenthusiastic about it. There's is what wrong. I'm saying.
Are you more of the apple season now? Are you more of the pumpkin season coming up or the corn mazes? What is your thing?
I love apple. Like, I love when it's finally cool enough to have that first hot apple cider, get an apple cider donut.
Oh, the donuts.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the great.
That is a big deal.
But that,
yeah,
I feel, is separate. Like, now we're into the apple season. Then we'll go into the pumpkin season.
So you got to transition throughout fall. There's stages. It's not all at once. You have the apples, and then the pumpkins, and then the corn, and then
the turkey.
When all the leaves have fallen, you can go through and jump into piles of leaves, but you can't do it all in one weekend.
I mean, know the order of things, you know?
Don't jump the shark.
Know when to do what.
Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bowen, producer Hope. Have you ever used the quarter test to check if your food is fresh because of a power outage?
I've never heard of the quarter test.
Like a currency?
Yeah,
oh,
quarter.
No.
Okay, so you take like a paper coffee cup, you know, about that size, fill it with water, put it in your freezer, put a quarter on top of it.
Oh.
Say you're going away on vacation.
Okay.
Okay? you're going away for at least a week, something like that. Or, you know, winter's coming up. Sometimes power goes out. If you don't realize it, and you're like, you get home and you're like, wow, something's off. You know, something's been dripping. Something's been melting in the fridge. When you open it, check the freezer. If that quarter has melted down, is at the bottom of the cup now?
Food's no good.
Probably. It's been out longer than you think. If it's perfectly on top, well, the power's out for a short time. Everything should be fine. It didn't melt a lot, in other words. If it's right in the middle, probably everything's safe in the freezer, but definitely double check if you had like some fresh ground beef or ground turkey. Double check it before you smell test, you know, might have to do that. But seriously, if that quarter's all the way to the bottom, it's been off a long time, the power. Something to think about. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, keeping a quarter in a frozen cup in my freezer and actually keeping track of it, it'll get squashed and pushed back. And so I got to find a special spot for that so I can make sure. Yeah. Because we do lose power. I mean, snowstorms come through, right? Yeah, yeah. A little bit of wind.
And tell the kids, don't go searching for money in the freezer. They'll spot
it's
the quarter.
It's only a quarter. Leave it alone.
Ice pop. Oh, quarter. Score.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, tonight they're going to be making it happen. Monday night game, 7:30. Kickoff. Jaguars are in town. Jacksonville always plays Buffalo tough. Come on. Let's go, Joshy. Let's go, Cook.
He's got it.
He's got it?
They got
you
it.
You feeling it?
Well, yeah.
All right.
Of course I am.
All right. You got your Bills hoodie on today. Hopefully that'll bring some luck. Earlier, Jen was saying she had her Buffalo Bills scrubs on.
Yeah.
That got me motivated. I Googled it. They do come in double XL. I might get me some scrubs before the season's over.
Do they?
I'm feeling that. I don't have to.
The full top and bottom?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have to be a doctor or anything or a dentist, do I? Can I just wear Bill scrubs?
I mean, you don't have to, but it will be assumed you're a dentist or something.
I just play one on the radio. They look comfortable. Let's go Bills tonight.
They do.
Now, it's a later game. Are you going to save your wings and meatballs and all your snacks for at night? Or are you going to be eating early and actually mellow on the eating during the game tonight?
I don't eat for the late 7:30. That's too late for me to eat.
Okay.
So we will have already eaten. Jamma time. It's a big PJ party for the Bills game because, you know, it's so late.
Do you and Steve have a Bills onesie you put on for these late night games?
They're not onesies. Mine is a top and a bottom, and his are just the bottoms.
Okay.
But yes, we have our Bills jammies.
What, he goes bare-chested during a game at late night?
Well, yeah. Okay. Who sleeps in a shirt? Do you sleep in a shirt? And a little nightcap?
What? It's a Buffalo Bills
nightcap. You acted like, what? What an animal. He has no. He goes bare-chested in the evening in his own bedroom.
It's cold out.
Oh, so you're going to be watching in your bed together.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought the whole family and friends are coming over with this pajama party.
Oh, we don't have friends coming over. No,
okay. That's where I was confused a little bit.
It's a PJ party for two.
Okay, there you go. They're going to be doing the couples shout. Bills make you want to shout.
We'll still be, kids will roll their eyes because they'll be like, you guys stop screaming at the TV. You guys stop screaming. Because we don't realize that we're doing it. We're like, yeah, sorry. We'll be better.
Yeah.
And then we're like, we can't help it.
Well, I hope there's a lot of screaming because of Bills scoring touchdowns tonight.
Yes, instead of screaming at the other team.
Exactly.
Yes.
Sorry, kids.